I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. One of our continuing missions on the show is to track how decisions made in the U.S. affect people across the globe. Case in point, torture. In a television interview earlier this week, President Trump said he believes that waterboarding, a form of torture, absolutely works. Today, he doubled down on that, but also said he'd defer to Defense Secretary General James Mattis on the matter. Ali Soufan is a former FBI investigator who interrogated members of al-Qaeda in connection with the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000 and the 9/11 attacks. He now heads the consultancy, the Soufan Group. Ali Soufan says the verdict on the use of torture is already in.
Well, we already know what it did, and it was a total disaster. Al-Qaeda on the eve of 9/11 had 400 members. Al-Qaeda today have thousands and thousands of people believe and adhere to the ideology and the narrative of Osama bin Laden. You know, now we have terrorists catching innocent hostages and putting them in orange suits because we put people in orange suits. Images of Abu Ghraib recruited more terrorists to the fight against U.S. troops in Iraq than anything else. We have a lot of military leaders, experts, policymakers on both sides of the aisle, of both sides of the political spectrum, are unified with their view that torture is immoral. Torture generates no credible intelligence whatsoever. It endangers our military personnel and citizens alike. It harms our American credibility around the world, and it hinders successful prosecutions in terror cases.
I mean, you've got experience in this in the field. You've interrogated members of al-Qaeda.
Firsthand.
So,
firsthand experience. And by the way, all these people who talk about enhanced interrogation techniques, I always say talk is cheap. I am probably one of the only people who raised the right hand in Congress and testified under oath about enhanced interrogation techniques. And I am so proud to report that every investigation and every document that has been declassified since then support exactly what I testified to Congress and to the Senate about.
So how tough were your interrogations ever?
Well, it's not about the toughness of the interrogation. It's about doing smart interrogation versus just waterboarding and beating somebody up. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded 183 times, and he did not divulge the information that he knew about the location of bin Laden or about the so-called courier.
What does compel a suspect to speak the truth?
Well, it compels them to speak the truth when you build that relationship with them and you start facing them with circumstantial evidence. You fool them with the stuff that they believe that you probably already know, even though you don't know. I'll give you an example. Bin Laden's personal bodyguard, Abu Jandal, immediately after 9/11, I interrogated him. And he identified seven of the hijackers as being Qaeda members. He gave us their names, their nationality, when they joined Al-Qaeda. That's how actually we knew Al-Qaeda was behind 9/11. He did not know that I did not know any of these guys before. You know, when I showed him the photos the first time, he did not identify anyone. I went back to the photo book and I said, look again. I said then, you know, the third time, I said, please look again. And he looked at me and said, come on, you think that I don't know who you know in this book? And I mentioned the story for him that I heard from another detainee. And at that point, he was really shocked. And he thought that, wow, you know, these guys know everything and I should not be lying about this. So he started identifying people.
So torture was eliminated by Obama. What about the black sites? Did they ever go away?
Yeah, I think the black sites also were closed under the Obama administration. And I think many of the detainees who were in the black sites were transferred to Guantanamo Bay.
Did you ever work in a black site?
I cannot talk about that.
Okay. So what would you tell Donald Trump right now?
I tell the president to listen to the professionals in the intelligence and law enforcement community, to listen to people like General Mattis and General Kelly, who knows exactly what needs to be done in order to win this war, in order to produce great intelligence that can help us defeat the enemy. Don't go with what is popular among people in his base or people who surround him who really have no national security experience.
I would love to hear from someone who is deep in the U.S. intel community and is Muslim. What is at stake with all the extreme moves Trump is taking, a possible ban on people from seven Muslim-majority countries? What is at stake for national security when a president takes us down this path?
Look, the number one threat that we have in the United States is radicalization that's coming through the internet. We don't have a problem with people from the seven countries that he listed, people from Yemen or Iraq or Sudan or Syria or Iran or Libya or Somalia. Because since 9/11, we put a lot of protocols and procedures and rules and regulations in place that guarantee that we know almost everything about any individual from these countries before we give them a visa. Since 9/11, all the plots, all the attacks in the homeland, including the 9/11 plots, were carried out by citizens who are not, I repeat, not from the seven countries listed in the travel ban.
Ali Soufan, the head of the Soufan Group, he's also a former FBI investigator who has interrogated members of Al-Qaeda. Ali, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.